We're doing the Sfat Tamim, we're up to page Chavchet, Afidu Migrara de Sheker. A person has to be careful even from a little extension of a lie. Da'inu shen motzi bet maaseh mipiv shum dvar sheker, meaning at the time of action, he's not actually saying a lie, rak shetamun bitocho ez inyan shel sheker, but there's a certain lie that's built in. There's a misunderstanding that's conveniently being allowed to play itself out. Gam ken tzarich l'itrachek, a person has to distance himself from that. So we all know how it goes. You know, there are many instances where it's very convenient to let misunderstandings ride and not say anything. Kidemuchach b'shvuot, as the Talmud tells us in Tractate Shvuot, shetzira sham hagmar kama tziurim b'zeh, al kulam evi haraya mipasuk zeh shkatuv bo lashon tirchak. So let's see that we have a Tractate Shavuos here. The Gemara gives us a few different options of how this can happen, and that's why the Torah says, notice the Torah says, distance yourself from a lie. The Torah doesn't say don't lie, it says keep a distance from a lie. So the Torah, the Talmud gives us the following stories. Tells us a bunch of stories. Minayin, how do we know the following? We'll start at the beginning. Minayin letalmid shoret rabo shtoeh bedin. From where do we know the following rule? That if a student sees his Rebbe erring and giving ruling, shelo yomar amtin lo ad shigmerenu, I'll let him finish his thought. I'll let him get it all wrong. Then I'll contradict him and I'll show him why I'm right. That way in the end, the ruling will be called my ruling. That's why the Torah says, distance yourself from a lie. If you see that there's a mistake happening, stop it right away. How do we know that if a Rebbe comes to a student and tells him, you know me, that even if people would give me 100,000 coins, I wouldn't lie. You know me, I'm an honest guy. You've been studying by me for years. I'll tell you the truth. So-and-so owes me 100 coins, and I only have one witness. So do me a favor, you know I wouldn't lie. For the world I wouldn't lie. So then, minayin shelo yitztaref imo, how do we know that student is prohibited from coming along and testifying? He trusts the Rebbe, he believes it 100%, but he's not allowed to testify. How do we know? Says the Talmud, because it says, midvar sheker tichak, distance yourself from a lie. You'll say, but I know it's true. Yeah, but it didn't say don't lie, it said distance yourself from a lie. The Gemara says, how do you know if he tells him, I have a witness. You just come there and stand. You don't have to say a word. When they see the other witness testifying, you won't have to say a lie. Right away, the guy will pay because he'll see there are two witnesses standing here. How do we know the student's still prohibited from partaking in that? That's why the Torah said, midvar sheker tirchak, distance yourself from a lie. How do we know that if a guy knows his friend owes him 100 coins, he shouldn't say, I'll sue him from 200, and then, if I sue him from 200, he'll admit he owes me 100, and then that's a complicated legal proceeding, how we take advantage of that. Again, because it says, midvar sheker tirchak. How do we know that if your person's being sued for 200, and really he knows he only owes 100. So he knows if he admits he owes 100, he'll get into trouble with the court. So he says, I'll deny it all, and when we leave court, I'll pay him what I owe him. No. That's why it says, midvar sheker tirchak. How do we know if there are three people that are owed 100 coins, they shouldn't make up between them and say, instead of us three suing him for the 100, well, one of us will sue, and the other two will come in as witnesses. They're not allowed to do that. They're not allowed to say, we have nothing to do with this. We're just witnesses that he gave him the loan. That's not true. All three of them gave him the loan, and they're not reliable for testimony because they're all partial. So again, the Torah says, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. How do we know that if two people walk into court, one is in rags, and the other one is wearing the finest clothing, how do we know that the court tells the one dressed well, either dress him in your style, or you get dressed like him? But we can't stand here and look at you two like this, because then we're going to have a hard time believing him like we believe you, because you look so respectable. So you have a choice, either dress like him or dress him like you. How do we know? Because the Torah says, Midvar Sheker Tirchak, distance yourself from a lie. So these are the examples the Chafetz Chaim is referring to. The Talmud over here gives us that we have to distance from a lie, from something that's adjacent to a lie, from something which would result in a lie, even though technically he hasn't said a lie. That's why the Torah stresses, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Ve'echad min amudim sha'olam omed alav, one of the pillars that the world stands on, who I met, that's truth. Im ken mi shedover sheker, so then if someone lies, kehilu hu ores yesodo shel olam, it's as though he's destroying a pillar of the world. Ve'ahevech mizeh, and on the contrast, mi shezahir be'emet, whoever's careful with the truth, kehilu mekayem yesodo shel olam, it's as though he's maintaining one of the pillars, the foundations of the world.